everybody. Welcome back to Ping. Happy New Year. This is episode 235. Oh, what?
35. Minus 4.
231. Year 2015.
Here you go.
I was trying to put two of those together. You know, I got 20, 30, 15.
We could do this intro over again, or we just keep it because it's funny.
I thought we'd just keep it.
Yeah.
Keep going as is.
But it's whatever Microsoft is opinioning each other about.
It is. It's another 231 episodes.
You got it, man. But it's been a month. We'll be honest. It's been a month.
Yeah. Well, we took our little holiday break. We fully intended in having one show before we left for holiday.
But someone wearing a orange shirt didn't show up for the entire recording period that we had.
There was some IMs going on that had some latency in between communication, and there were some timing issues. So if you feel like you missed something where we said, you know, goodbye for a couple of weeks, you didn't. We didn't get a chance to publish another show before,
but
we are back.
We've got some stuff now.
We've got some cool stuff.
Yep.
It's good timing. We've got CES is going on right now still.
As of recording, it's on right now. When you see this, it might be done, and so it's
right.
Only a week long, right?
Yeah, I think it ends this week. We've got comments from last week. We've got other communication for you guys. So
even snail mail.
We do. So let's jump in. Last show. What's on your list to have under the tree?
My list under the tree was actually, I was wearing it. I got it. Under the tree, I got a new jacket.
Oh, nice. I got gloves.
My significant other gave me a beautiful leather motorcycle jacket.
So, oh, nice.
It's gorgeous.
Yes, I am a fan. Vintage
style. Vintage style.
I got a tie for Christmas. And it didn't dawn on me until like a day or two after that, like I saw it and I was like, ooh, like I like this and I like the colors. And then I was like, wait, I got a tie for Christmas.
It's like, I don't think I've ever seen you in a tie.
You came to the holiday party one year.
Yeah, that's true.
I wore a tie for that. It's not the normal daily dress for work here around here. I think we did that article a while ago about suits in the White House.
Yeah.
Suits over here usually mean that you're interviewing for another job.
Right.
And actually even a suit is going too far for that. So, Azbabwa.
I love that.
Azbabwa.
I love that.
I like it. Says, love the work, guys. Richter says, like us on Facebook, but the fingers say, show ping the. Top big for a holiday gift, a balloon animal kit to play with my twin girls Christmas morning, and afterwards jump about in front of my Kinect-enabled Xbox One. Balloon animal sounds like a
you passed right over
kind of
top
deal.
Where he's saying it's great to be a Claus for Christmas.
Did I skip that part?
You did.
My bad.
Let's just say
how great is it being a Claus on Christmas?
I've heard every single Claus and Santa and reindeer joke possible ever since I was a kid. It is really hard to check into a hotel in the month of December. To say, can I have the room key for Mr. Claus? That gets a bit tired. But the funny thing is, though, completely unplanned, my son was born on Christmas Day.
Really?
Yes. But we did not name him Nick or Nicholas or Santa or anything with the letter S.
Just his name is Kringle.
His name is
Kringle Claus.
Yes. it's definitely part of the Claus clan. I wear it the badge of pride, if you will.
It's awesome.
But thank you for asking.
Develop KC says the force field around Earth shaped like a donut. Mine immediately went to Spaceballs. The scene jammed the radar. I was, is it raspberry? Is it raspberry strawberry? Everybody goes, nobody jams me. Only one man, Lone Star. It's funny. So there's this VR helmet that someone showed at CES, and it is this big, like this big around, and immediately all the comments were like, it looks like Dark Helmet from Spaceballs.
Are we going to show that one later?
I'll find a link. We weren't going to show it because I don't think they worked. Like, it was a, like, they were like, oh, we don't have the displays for them, but you can see the very awkward looking.
Here's the mock-up for what it looks like.
Yeah,
how cool you can look to you and your friends.
We do have some cool stuff from CS. We'll talk about that.
D Tower came in and basically was saying that his son would really like to have a 3D printer. His quote-unquote son really wants a 3D printer. Do you know they have 3D printers advertised at Home Depot?
Really?
Yeah, like on one of the endpoint aisles right now. From
like an endcap point of a cell point.
Yeah. It's insane.
It kind of makes sense. I mean, if you're in that do-it-yourself mentality, a lot of times there's little pieces that you may not be able to find perfect fits or things that would be, you know, bring your design or bring in a broken thing and say, hey, I need something to fit in here. That'd be kind of cool.
I've also seen some stuff that we don't talk about now is 3D printing of food and cookies and chocolates.
So sugar, well. Yeah, kind of sugar printing. Sugar so it. Chocolates. Yeah. I've seen there are some, the next generation of 3D printers use multiple different substances. Yep. So you can do food in like layers and stuff. We're halfway there to replicators. Nice. Replicator machines. Sorry, if you're a Stargate fan, replicators is something completely different. not the good kind of replicator.
And then Christian Carlson mentioned and caught a typo or two. We've been known to have typos or multiples in our what we call lower thirds or flybys or text. I know what the video insert video term here comes up. So I like the fact that in Swedish we used OND or OND instead of one for one Microsoft way. And apparently OND in Swedish translates to evil.
Oops.
Evil Microsoft way.
Nice. Did you see they're building a new building just south of here, and one of the roads has a second name and is now Turing Road or Turing Street?
I did not see that.
I thought it was very cool. I think it's down like 31st. Yeah, south of campus.
Down this way?
Yeah, just down 156th.
I did not see that.
I was very excited to see that, actually. I think that's a very cool little tribute to Alan Turing, whose movie's out right now.
Two pieces of snail mail came in.
Yes.
I'll do a shout out here. You do yours first. Go ahead.
We've got one here from the Virgin Islands from Jason818. Thank you for sending in snail mail. Thank you for making that post in the coffee house. I was telling Rick, who I don't know if you
frequent the coffee house.
Yeah. So there was a post earlier this week asking what happened to Ping. And I jumped on. I was like, let me reassure you, we're here.
Yeah.
Or we're back. I was actually here over a lot of the holidays.
Nice.
I wasn't gone for too long. I went home for about 5 days.
And just as warm and temperate climate as the Virgin Islands, we have Juan coming in here from Guelph, Ontario. Oh, Canada. I almost went to university in Guelph. I didn't, but I almost did. Basically just saying, hey, great show, guys. Can you send me a ping show? So yes, obviously, both of these gentlemen
will get your nine guys.
A nine guy.
Absolutely.
In the not-too-distant future. Don't forget to send more in. But let's actually get to topics, man.
Yep, let's do it. Just in time for 2015, the Nokia 215 was announced. I'm sure that was completely intentional.
I have no idea, man.
The 215, if you paid attention, I don't know how strict this is, but the first number is kind of like the series of phone, and the higher they go, the kind of higher end they are. And the 2 series is the most affordable internet-ready entry-level phone yet. Affordable internet-ready entry. Okay, I just want to make sure I got all the qualifiers in there.
This also qualifies well. It's also a feature-type phone.
It is.
It's not a smartphone.
Correct.
It's a feature-type phone, but it does have a bunch of different apps that you would be able to still stay in touch with all your social networks on there.
Right.
You've got Twitter access, you've got Facebook access, you've got Messenger access as well that's on there. And the biggest thing that appealed to me on this, even though it is a candy bar phone, is the fact that it is saying that you're able to get about 20 hours of talk time.
Yes.
And a standby time of 30 or 29 days.
You know, it's a perfect phone if you want to give maybe a child a phone for emergency contact reasons.
Have you seen a child try to do the T9 typing? AAACCs? You know,
I know what T9 is.
Yeah. It's insane,
I haven't
right?
seen anyone try to do T9 in a long time.
No, they all want smartphones.
I had a friend who was very good at T9. It was actually scary good. I think the most important stat on here, $29.
Yeah.
$29 before tax and subsidies, so price can go up and down a little bit.
MP3 player, FM radio,
A lot of stuff for $30. It's amazing what you can get for money nowadays. Like, 10 years ago, you couldn't spend, you know, $10,000 and get a computer in your pocket that had internet connectivity and all this stuff. Now it's $30.
And if you look very closely at the picture, it actually has what they call a torchlight. Did you see that?
I believe
it's an actual flashlight at the top of the phone.
That's a torch. You say that in UK?
Yeah, UK language.
You
I guess.
Call it torch.
Torchlight.
So it comes in white, green, and black. It has a single SIM and a dual SIM option.
Rolling out first in Middle East, Africa, Asia, Europe in the first quarter of 2015.
And it's a fantastic price. I think it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Our founder, Bill Gates, has been continuing his
philanthropic endeavors.
Yes, and some of the most like fundamental things he's tried to do, of course, the obliteration of malaria has been one of his quests.
Yep.
Education, worldwide education has been another one. This is a very, very fundamental one, which is access to clean water. And there are, I can't really find the number, but they said over
2.5 billion people lack access to proper sanitation and clean water.
Right. And so this is a very, very fundamental thing. I mean, before you even need food, you need water. And the diseases that people pick up from unclean sources just, you know, cause additional issues around the way. So he put out a challenge. Create a way for these developing countries to have a clean source of water. And because it's developing countries, you have a very different infrastructure that you have to try to work within. And let's jump to the title of this article is Watch Bill Gates Drink Water That Had Been Pooped Just Moments Before. And I'm going to get through this without laughing.
I can't do this.
This sorry. Contraption, I'll call it a contraption, it's amazing. You put
poop, human waste,
on a conveyor belt.
Crap.
That moves up to this chain.
The feces go up a conveyor belt, drop into a large bin.
The bin goes through like a dryer.
Yeah.
So if you watch the video, you can actually watch the entire process.
It gets boiled, treated.
It's basically
dried.
Distillation, right? So yeah. So it gets superheated. The water vapor comes off, goes to a distillation system. The rest of the content gets burned. During that burning process, it creates steam, which spins a steam engine, which creates electricity. So from poop, you get water and extra electricity after it powers itself.
It does more electricity than required to be able to run the whole thing.
Ridiculous device. Yeah. Like, it generates power and water from poop. Like, no other side effects. Oh, and ash. I'm sorry. Yeah. And the ash apparently can be used for some other
fertilizer?
Stuff. Or I guess. I don't know. They're going to be able to give these devices to people who then will make money from being able to sell, either like provide the water and sell the electricity, start gaining electricity from people, but the people who actually run this will be able to start a business out of it. So you have economic,
it's
health.
It's a big machine though.
You can see it in the video. It's like a large trailer or double wide, something like that. It's not quite a whole building though. It's a very cool device, very cool purpose.
Handle waste from up to 100,000 people, producing 86,000 liters of potable water and net of 250 kilowatt of electricity.
Wow. All from poop, 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 poop.
Who'd have thunk?
Poop.
Crap. Defecation. Feces.
Herds. As we said, CES is this week as of recording, last week if you're watching, and there are a bunch of cool devices coming out, some of them in various different phases, some of them closer to being real than others.
Yep.
So we picked out a couple of the ones that we thought were kind of cool.
Okay, you go first.
What sure. The Smart Belt. A Smart Belt is a device that loosens its buckle when you've eaten too much. I think this is the most practical thing I saw.
So what, you have to sit there with a smartphone app and then log what you're eating and then it decides to loosen? Or is it
automatically
kind of a sensor?
Automatically adjusts itself throughout the day depending on how much you've eaten and how much exercise you've done to compensate.
How does it know what you've eaten?
I don't remember.
I don't understand.
I don't think it connects to an app that charts the data it collects throughout the day.
Okay.
So it probably has those like health metrics, like how much you're moving and things like that.
So when I eat my 5 Snicker bars, it'll expand.
I don't know if it's configurable to the point where like some people may want it to tighten if you start eating those Snickers bars to remind you to stop. Other people may just want to relax. I want to be more comfortable.
Yeah.
Apparently, Belty is the name of the product, by the way. Belty. And they told, this is articles on Mashable, they said it's a high-end product with a luxury price tag. Have not mentioned when it'll hit the market or at what price, but look out for Beltly.
Nice.
You?
I was going to say, I'm more of a PC kind of guy. I didn't look for the weird ones, like Belty.
You don't wear a belt?
There's two of them. Want me to do both of them or just one?
Go both.
Okay, so the first one I thought was really cool was Intel's Compute Stick.
Yeah.
These aren't new. I've seen them around before running Android devices, where basically you just have a USB stick that you plug in, and then that powers the device, the OS boots, and then you plug in
HDMI connector to go out to a video source, and you have Bluetooth connectivity for other devices. Or in this case, they have a USB port you can have other devices to. It has 2 gig of RAM, 32 gig of storage on the device with the current version of it, and obviously has Wi-Fi, Bluetooth connectivity, and Bluetooth 4 connectivity, sorry, for even lower power options for being able to do stuff. But it's a full-fledged PC. It's running Windows 8.1 Bing.
Okay.
The cheaper, smaller version of Bing that's available. We talked about that on a previous Ping show that's out there. They're looking at having it run somewhere around $150 for a PC. 2 gig of RAM.
Yeah. I mean, the concept makes sense. And it's
neat.
It amazes me.
It's running a quad-core Atom processor right now.
Yeah.
There's already talks of having the next generation of Intel processors in there. And if you wanted to, they also have potentially a Linux version you can take a look at for less money, for what, $90 or something like that. Pretty cool. The second one is what I call, it's a little bit larger than a hockey puck, but it's basically HP's new mini desktop. It's something called a Zbook, or Zbook if you're American, workstation. That actually has enough guts and power in it to be able to go off and to power multiple 4K monitors.
Yeah, that to me is
this
incredible.
Is mind-blowing.
I've been looking at, I mean, there's a difference between powering 4K monitors and powering 4K monitors.
Well?
Like for a game and running at 60 frames per second or something like that. But if you're doing desktop stuff and you're not running Crysis, you get full resolution and a huge workspace to do anything on your desktop.
Spec-wise, this guy's running the fifth generation Core processor, AMD graphics, up to 16 gig of RAM, 1.25 terabytes of storage, phenomenal size as far as what you can do with it.
2 inches tall, 1.6 pounds.
Wow.
So, tiny.
Very cool.
Not as tiny as a thumbstick.
No, but still, very, very neat. And just in general, we mentioned the 4K thing. A lot of stuff talking about curved monitors.
I think that's also one of the things that's like not new. There's different trends in...
More players are jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I mean, there's different trends in displays every year. I think like the 3D phase has come and gone.
Mm-hmm.
I never really kind of got into it. 4K was kind of the big thing last year.
4K for me is something I'd be interested in.
4K I'm definitely interested in. I need the price to go a little bit lower. I need more content.
Yeah, and from a resolution perspective, I saw that Dell actually had some of theirs now listed as doing curved as well, which is kind of cool.
Curved, I think, could be interesting.
There's a really good shot, I'll see if we can find that one there for the notes, of actually like a four curved monitor setup where it literally is curved around the desk. That's just wild. Playing gaming PC on that
Herman,
would be wicked.
Herman Miller, who does the really expensive chairs and stuff, they have a desk that curves around you.
Nice.
So I can imagine the desk that curves around you with the monitors.
Picture yourself stocking.
Envelop yourself into.
Picture like six or eight of these things, like double stacks.
I'm imagining another mortgage payment.
Yes.
After trying to get six or eight 4K monitors.
That's just kind of a couple of things that kind of stuck out for us at CES just recently.
Dish Networks has recently announced a new product service we'll call it, called Sling TV.
I was joking around about it being called a SaaS solution, Sling as a service, but it's not that.
So Dish Networks is the parent, or has the same parent company as people who own Sling.
Yeah, Slingbox.
Box, but this is separate.
Yeah.
Using the similar name.
Slingbox technology is an actual device that plugs into a tuner that you have another device someplace else. You can go and look back at the first one.
This is more similar to a Netflix or Hulu, where it's a service you sign up for. There are different entry points to that service, namely apps.
Yep.
And for $20 a month, no contract, no commitment, any of that stuff, allows you to watch a selection of television channels such as ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, Food Network, HGTV, Cartoon Network, and the Disney Channel.
But it's live.
Yes, live television, on-demand content.
It's not just choose the show you want to watch a la Netflix or Hulu.
Correct. I'm sorry. Yes. To differentiate, this is live television through an app without a television subscription.
Mm-hmm.
This is an alternate television subscription. So
is this enough to make you want to cut your cable?
I'd have to really dig into details. I think I'd actually have to this is how I work. I'm a scientist, right? I would like to document over the course of like a week or two what I actually watch on television.
You need to sample.
And then I'd use that information and compare it to what I'd be able to get from the service.
You put it into a, some kind of a big data,
it's large, called an Excel
big data
sheet.
Analysis. Do some pivot table analysis.
And then I look at it. So, I mean, it's very enticing, though. One of the big things that's missing from a lot of the services right now is live sports.
Yep. You
and
got ESPN covered.
I am a very big live sports person.
Yep.
So ESPN, ESPN2, fantastic. I am also a big fan of the Food Network.
So you know what's missing on this for me? Discovery Channel. I'm a...
Oh, sure.
I'm a missing... But sure. They got the Disney Channel, the Cartoon Network.
They said that this is the first wave... Oh, I'm sorry. One of the important things to know is it's available on the Xbox One.
Good point.
The first console of the generation to support Sling TV. Mm-hmm. So very excited to be a partner with them. We are... They talked about the whole... The dream a lot of people have is a la carte.
Yeah.
Being able to pick exactly what channels you want. Unfortunately, the way that the networks and media have grown organically over the years, it's not really financially possible. A lot of them subsidize other channels.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still in packages. I believe they said they're looking forward to offering things like a kids package or a news package. So you'll be able to get kind of those genre packs from people. But the base, like we said, includes those channels we said before. In addition to the Xbox One, we'll be able to be on Amazon's Fire TV and Fire TV Stick, Roku, Google Nexus Player, and select smart TVs from LG and Samsung. I'm assuming those ones that normally have apps built into them, this would just be one of those apps. So another way to get content, that's just another avenue to get it. It feels, I believe they market it as a supplementary kind of thing. Targeted at the kind of age range which is known as the cord cutters. So, interesting service. Looking forward to taking a look at what's available.
It's currently a free extended trial that you're able
free
to go out and
trial
do for a month.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Instead of doing data, I'll just watch TV. And
he's going to do a live pilot production rollout.
I can stream me watching live television. That's a thing, right? Thanks for watching episode 231 of Ping. 231 episodes in the can. 2015 kicked off.
Nice.
Excited to be back.
Yeah. Regular schedule. We'll
yes.
See.
Yes. I don't feel that different.
It's, you know, a little. You couple of days older.
A little healthier, I guess, or sicker. I can't tell.
It's just, you know, caught a cold, hasn't gone away.
It's all that work you have to do.
I know.
Christmas
it's,
Eve.
It's
and Christmas
hard.
Christmas traveling
it's,
around the world.
You travel very fast, but it's very cold as the upper atmosphere. What did you guys think about the show?
There are numerous ways to tell us what you think about us. Obviously, the comments right below. As you see, we will talk to you.
Yeah. As it happens.
Show.
Yeah.
You can continue the conversation on Twitter using hashtag PingShow. Follow us individually at Mark DeFalco.
I'm @RicksterCDN. And don't forget, you can also like us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/ThePingShow. That works too.
Show the ping.
You got it. And then don't forget, we will actually follow up with people that send us snail mail. And you can reach us, not at Evil Microsoft Way, but at One Microsoft Way. So don't forget, One Microsoft
Way. One Microsoft
Way. I'm so out of practice.
Oh, Ping Show.
The Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building
20,
One Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
I let you do that.
I know. It's like we haven't done this before. I don't know.
Down in those comments below, reply to our question of the week.
How about we go with, what, you want to do the CES or you want to do the cable channel? Let's do the cable channel.
Sure.
What would it take for the Sling Network design app, service, whatever we're going to be calling it, to be able to make it so that you would actually cut your cord?
What would be your package of channels?
Yeah.
The Mark channel, the Rick channel.
Obviously, for me, it's like you. It's going to be some sports, but then also I'm a Discovery Network junkie, so I like my Discovery Network and or History Channel.
Food, sports, technology.
Yep.
Music is another one of my interests, but I don't really know. Not on TV, usually. Although there are a few radio channels that I will listen to occasionally for background music. Not necessary for my package. I can handle that myself. Thanks so much for watching. Comment below, like I said. We will see you next week.
Oh, nailed it.